My brothers and sisters, today you and I are gathered here in this community to celebrate the single most life-changing, transformative event that has ever happened. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. This Easter day, which is more than 2,000 years old now, assures you and me that we will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Easter assures us that the Lord is alive in our world, in our homes, and in our hearts. He is alive and with us all the time. So let us rejoice then and be glad all the time. Well, you know what? As good as that sounds, and as much as I would love to live that kind of rejoicing and gladness all the time, I don't. Do you? So why not then? Why not? Well, let's you and me take a little closer look at today's gospel message and see what it has to reveal for us. Now, the gospel tells us that Jesus drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him, these two men. Now, why do you suppose these men didn't recognize this same Jesus that they had been living and traveling with for the last several years? Well, I think the answer to that question is found in the very next verse. They stopped, looking downcast. They were whipped. They were beaten. Their hopes had been dashed. Just look at what just happened. After all of Jesus' inspiring sermons, all of his incredible miracles, their great leader was cut down and destroyed in a matter of hours. Israel's hope of redemption, gone in less than a day. I mean, who wouldn't be confused or frightened or downcast? It's probably a lot more accurate to say that they were scared to death, or frightened out of their minds, or suffering from deep depression even. Now, this is not all that difficult for you or me to imagine now, is it? I mean, we all tend to get up and energetic and hopeful, even excited, when things seem to be going really well in our lives and everything is moving in a positive direction for us. But if things take a turn for the worst, or something we perceive as being unfair, unjust, or negative happens, then our tendency is to become angry or fearful or downcast, like the men in our story today. Now, the problem in all of that is this. When we allow the ups and the downs of our life to determine our attitude and our actions, then we, in fact, lose sight of the deeper reality, the truth that's hidden under the sufferings and the surface of things, even when that truth is right in front of us, or even walking beside us. Now let's take another look at just what these two disciples were really up to that day. You see, Emmaus was actually the Las Vegas of their day. Did you know that? Yes. Emmaus was a vacation spot with hot springs, bathhouses, and entertainment. Where you go to get away and relax, kick back and forget your troubles for a while. And they were certainly feeling the need for some comfort and relief. But today's Easter gospel teaches us that lasting joy and true healing cannot be found in the temporary relief or the comfort that we might get from the distractions of entertainment or the pleasures of this world. But rather, as Jesus masterfully demonstrates, Easter joy, true lasting joy, comes from an attitude of openness in faith and an anticipation in God's plan. Easter people then, which we all are, put their faith and hope in God, not in the unpredictable, uncontrollable, and ever-changing circumstances of our lives. Just look at how Jesus ministers to these two men who have lost their joy, were frightened and confused and disoriented by the terrible events of the previous days. But first, though, let's take a look at what Jesus doesn't do. He doesn't shame or even scold them for wanting to go to Vegas. But instead, he reminds them of how God's love and care for his people was actually being accomplished through all of the events of salvation history, both the good and the bad alike. And then God's love was brought to perfection by Jesus, even through all those horrific and seemingly senseless events that had just occurred. He helped them see that nothing, as St. Paul would later proclaim, nothing, not trials, not hardships, troubles, not even death, can separate us from God's love and care and the joy that he offers. He demonstrates that all things, the good and the bad alike, work together in favor of God's beloved children. The promise of baptism is true and lasting. If we surrender with Christ to God's will for us in everything, then we will also rise with Christ to new life together with him. Not at some future time, but during our lifetime, now and here. My sisters and brothers, Christ is alive, and he is with us in all the events of our lives. Nothing in life is worthless or useless. Everything belongs. No wonder their hearts were burning within them. This is really good news. And no wonder they invited him to stay with them. And so now, instead of wandering away from Jerusalem in confusion and disillusionment, seeking a temporary fix in Emmaus, these disciples are able to return with renewed faith, their hearts burning with joy and confidence, to tell their story. What story? The story of how Jesus walks with them and opens their minds and hearts to the wonder and awe of God's resurrection plan, which they themselves were part of. And at their invitation, Jesus came to dwell with them and reveal himself as the one who is alive and with them always, especially in the breaking of the bread. My sisters and brothers, the resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. This Easter day, which is now more than 2,000 years old and yet ever new, assures you and me that we will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Easter assures us that the Lord is alive in our world, in our homes, in our hearts. And he is alive with us all the time, offering us Easter joy in the bad times as well as the good times. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. He is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.